So I just wanted to make some one point to last week. Last week we spoke about when and how does the Isha become a Aser. And we basically mentioned that there are three ways. One is she gets her flow, she gets a period. Number two, she's doing a bedika at a time when she's supposed to do her bedika. And she found dam, what we consider dam, on the bedika, even if it's a small amount. And the third way was she found a kesem, a stain of blood, on her body or on a beged, in a place where it's possible that it came from her, or even if we know it came from her. And there are four tanayim, four conditions in order for her to become usher. Now, in a case where she's seeing stains, and she's mutter, so we said she's mutter, they do not need to begin hachokais, and she does not have to do bedika, she should not do bedika, unless she's told to do bedika. However, the point that I want to add is that when it comes to tashmish, even though midin she's mutter, but she should be careful, because they have to be careful, they have to use their seichel. Because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the tashmish where she's feeling that the flow is starting or started, and then you run into the halacha of what does one do if they do feel down b'shas tashmish. But she has to raise himself and wait until the aver is mace and then leave. Therefore, you don't want to run into those issues. So you have to use your seichel. Is it a 24-hour period of time? Is it 6 hours, 7 hours? It really depends on how many stains she's seeing. Are you seeing big stains, small stains? You saw in the morning, throughout the afternoon, you don't see. So it's hard to give a shear, and there is no shear to it. But again, you have to use your seichel. Number one. Number two, in such a situation where she's staining, for whatever reason she's staining, and there is a possibility there'll be a stain, so be smart. Afterwards, clean yourself off without looking at yourself with a dark blue, black towel or sheet, so that we don't run into shyness and then we have to start figuring out a heter. With this, you save all issues. That's been a gay last week. Okay, I think we can move on now to the next part, which is the hachok. Now that she is aser, what are the dinim that are negated to the couple? So we know that by all the arayas, halacha l'maisa, one is aser in tashmish, bia, and chivik v'nishuk. Chivik v'nishuk is a form of contact, basar or basar, in a way that it's contact between each other with affection, a hug, a kiss. That's also included in the Issa Deraisa by all our rabbis. So over here by Nida, that's for sure a starting point. However, Chazal came along and felt that there's a need to add on more hachakas, more isurim between the husband and the wife while she's in Nida. What was Chazal concerned about? So either they were concerned that since there's a heti yichud, there's no issa yichud. Between a husband and a wife that's in Nida, there is no issa yichud. They could be alone in a room, in a house, and there's no issue. But because there's an issa yichud, there's more privacy between each other. And Chazal felt that it's important for them to have their privacy. That's why Chazal did not institute a din yichud rabbanan over here. They said, we're going to leave it with the heta of yichud. There are other areas where Chazal did institute a issa yichud rabban, but over here they left it open because they felt it's important that even when she's in nida, they should have their privacy. But we don't have that prevention anymore. By all other arayas where we can never be in a situation of yichud, so that in itself will prevent us from coming to Isser. And when we say coming to Isser, we're not just referring to a Maisa Tashmish, but even to a Chibik V'nishuk we're referring to. So the yichud itself will prevent us in all other arayas. But over here where yichud is mutter, what's going to stop us? So we need to set up reminders. We need to make ourselves aware. She's a usher right now. You're alone together, and in a way that there's feelings of closeness between each other, but remember, she's usher. So therefore, Chazal found the areas where this could be a chshash, and they set up a chokis over there. Or, for a very simple reason, your wife is mutter to you, hopefully more mutter than usher, so you're used to being with her. Other arayas are always usher. So we don't have to add on these extra achakas. But your wife, that's mutter to you, so you're used to being with her, so we need to set up again better, we need to set up more reminders to make that awareness that right now she's us and don't go over the line. Now, from the harchakas that Chazal did set up, we do see what we're supposed to be doing when she's mutter. Because Chazal understood that these harchakas are things which do bring a couple closer to each other. So if Chazal is saying, don't do it now because this might bring to the next step, then that means when you're mutter, you should be doing these things to bring it to the next step. That's a thought to think about while you're going through the harchakas. What should I be doing and what's proper to do when she's mutter? Now there is other harvachis of the Yemei Nida, of the days that she's asa. The Gemara says it's mechadish the chavivos between each other. It's a new eschachus. New eschachus is always good. It adds to the relationship. We're asa. It's not easy. We're waiting for the day that she'll be able to go to the mikvah and then be mutter again. We're looking forward to that. That creates a new eschachus. But again, there's enough days there that you can be mekayim this, that you don't have to be machmer on it and add more days to it. So keep that in mind. What I mean to say is that if there's a shaila, she's us or not, it's kedai to ask if she's us or not. And she may still be mut, even though she'll be us tomorrow. You don't have to add on more days to it. It's always worthwhile asking a shaila. We also see from the Maisa that the Gemara brings down Shabbos Taf Yud Gimel Aleph. Over there, we met a Chassid Echad who was on a very high level. The Gemara's made that he was on a high level of being a Chassid. The Gemara says Chassid, and he started being Meir Heta with the Harchakos, and the Maisa he got punished. He was Meis Mechatz Yomav. So, Akabar, we see from there that Harchakos are Siyog, it's a prevention from being Oivan Esetera. And one can make their own cheshbon and say, you know what, this harchaka I don't need as much. This one, yeah, this one not. Well, Chazal were kaveya, they were kaveya. And mitzvah sheni, we don't need to add new harchakas. Even though the Ramban says that the one who adds more harchakas, it's inyan. But the Ramban's referring to personal feelings that I know that this brings me closer, so then I have to be more careful about that. But stop the harchakas that we don't have to. Okay, so let's start with the first hachaka. The first one is schaik. What's schaik? We say there shouldn't be schaik, the kalas reish. Schaik the kalas reish is an atmosphere. It's not an act. It's more of an atmosphere. Don't create an atmosphere of lightheadedness. Don't create an atmosphere where we're just like we're like a giddiness or a looseness where we're not focused on what's going to be next, and we can end up on top of each other. We can end up touching each other, hugging each other, just not doing what we're supposed to be doing. That's schoik. That is schoik v'kalas reish. It's a hanhaga of dvarim v'telim, of nothingness that's going to bring to a looseness. Therefore, to go ahead and explain what yeah, what not, like I said, it's hard to be marked there. Words, what words? The lashon dvarim hamagilun l'de'erva. Those words or those conversations or those lines that one says at a very intimate time, which brings the feeling of I want to be together. Those are the words. Those are the terms that are not to be said now. But to have a conversation with her, and a good conversation, an enjoyable conversation, and you could even have a joke or a nice story, a funny story, or something like that. That's not included in schoik v'kalas reish. That's not what we're referring to over here. Referring to those things that every couple develops between themselves. What are those things? And when we talk about it, it brings us closer and feeling like we want to go to the next step. But what are those terms, those lines that we say to each other that gives that feeling? I think everyone could figure out. But to compliment her or to appreciate her, compliment her on the nice dress she's wearing, or on the food that she made, and show appreciation to her, that's a given, that must be. And, like I said, during the Nida, could be more than when she's not a Nida. There is room that one has to spend more time with her, because when she's not in Nida, there's a physical relationship. And we don't want her to walk away thinking, so he's only here for the physical. But when she's in Nida, and I do spend time with her, I'm proving to her that I enjoy her company even without physical. And that's very important, because then the physical is even better. And so again, as mitzad echad, everything is balancing. Mitzad echad, you need to spend time, because she is, her hormones are jumping around and she's on a dam. But at this, so you need to cheer up. But at the same time, you can't overdo it. So it's something which you need to figure out for yourself. Again, spending time playing board games is always a good eitzah. Some people think spending time means going out. This way, it's also important to go out from time to time. But it's also important to learn how to spend time in the house. There are ways to spend time in the house. Board games are a good way to spend time in the house. While she's in Nida, it's mutter to play board games. But again, you need to figure out which ones are proper for the main Nida, which ones you just end up losing it, and it just brings it to the atmosphere of feelings of tzchayk v'kalsrish. Giving presents during Nida is mutter. Mutter to give presents. And the crazy place, he was upset at someone who wanted to answer it. So presents are mutter, flowers for Shabbos, clothing for Yontif, for sure mutter. Those are things that are mutter. Now, during the days of Nida, the Gemara says that perhaps we should tell her that maybe she shouldn't dress in her nice clothing or put on her makeup. And because maybe she shouldn't be as attractive. However, the Gemara says, we're not going to do that. We're going to be mad to her that she could dress the way she wants to dress. She could put on her makeup that she normally does. She likes to zgan al-baila. Chazal were concerned that if there'll be a moment where she's going to be Zgan al-Bala, that she's not going to look. She's going to look in a genaidic way, not in a complimentary way to her husband. We're worried about that. So therefore, even though she's in Nida, hitirula, they were mata l'skashet b'mei Nidasa. In order not to be in Zgan al-Bala, as me in a tsnuadik way, but in a tsnuadik way. Which means that, in a way, that it's not going to bring to the hirhurim that we don't want, but in a way that it's complimentary that you appreciate the way she's dressed, the way she puts on makeup and things like that. The if she's going to a chasna, she wants to dress proper for a chasna, it's fine also. There could be a dress or something like that which you know for yourself that this is something you appreciate more when she wears than when she's mutter. You're allowed to say that to her in a positive way, that this is something very nice and I enjoy it, but maybe we could save it for the latvilo, for when you're mutter, not to tell her, okay, I don't want you wearing this straight out. But now there's a din of histaklus. Histaklus means one cannot stare at her when she's not dressed properly. Dressed properly means that her body, let's say her body has to be covered. Her body has to be covered. Doesn't make a difference how she goes when she's mutter. Whether she walks around with her body uncovered or covered. Doesn't make a difference how she walks around the house. The body itself has to be covered. The face, the arms, the legs, which means from the knee down, that's called mekaymes agluyim. Those are open areas, which she does not need to cover that. And you could even talk to her, look at her in her face, and appreciate how she looks. That's also fine. That we're not worried about. What we're worried about is the body itself that in a normal situation brings hira and could lead to the avero. There is a question about hair uncovered, or maybe short sleeves where it's above the elbow, where over there there's room to be makel if that's the way she goes around. during her Yimei Taira, when she's mutter. Of course, not when there are other men in the house, but when it's between you two, that's how she dresses. So there's room to be mekel when she's usser. It comes up more negel for sometimes going to sleep. They're not comfortable sleeping with their hair covered, or their pajamas doesn't always go down to the elbow. So there's room to be mekel. That's how she normally dresses. That there's room to be mekel on. Now there's a din of negiyah. Negiyah. What's the din of negiyah? So negiyah shel chiba is for sure. So like we said, yeah.
I think the Rosh has mentioned that certain presents should be saved for Yimei Taira as opposed to...
I did not mention that, right?
No.
Good point. Okay. Negiyah, what?
Bedavka or?
I didn't mention this time. Yeah, bedavka. Did I mention it? It's a good point. I'm happy here. Yeah, I didn't mention
it. It's a type of
anyway, isn't it? Again, I left that the person has to develop it by himself, what, yeah, what not. That's why I left it. If you need help in that, you could speak to someone. But I from my experience, when I do mention it, I bedavka to mention it. Okay. Okay, now, the din negiyah. What's the din negiyah? Negiyah is that negiyah shalchiva, it's pasha that's us, the negiyah shalchiva. Like we said, by all our rights, the negiyah shalchiva, negiyah with affection and touch and all that is us. Over here, all negiyah is us. I feel etzba ketan is the lashon, where there's very little affection or no affection. Any type of contact from the two, him and her together, is asa. Not only that, even if it's through a baguette, he's touching her while he's wearing gloves, or he's touching her through her shirt. That's also asa. That's also asa. There is a yesh linoya, and I'm being specific with the word. If, let's say, she's wearing a dress which is loose, a skirt that's loose, or a coat that's loose, but she's wearing it, and you're touching it while it's on her, so then it's not asa, but it's better to prevent, to refrain from doing that. Better to refrain from doing that. If she's not wearing it, some in the laundry or hanging in the closet, then it's for sure mutter to move her clothing around. That there's no issur there. While she's wearing it, if you're gonna touch it, even though she's not gonna feel through, so there's yesh lemnoyah. What about if your clothing and touch her clothing? We're not feeling each other through the clothing. We're standing next to each other, but my clothes touching hers. It's a family picture. Where everyone, you know, the big family, Baruch Hashem, everyone has to stand next to each other. So her dress is touching your suit. That's not an issue. That's not an issue at all. And that's fine when the clothing are touching each other. The Yesh Lemnoyah is just when you're physically touching her clothing that's hanging on her. Now, Chazal went a step further and said not only is negiyah asa, but hayshata is also asa. Hayshata means passing. There's something going, something being transferred from me to her or from her to me. Mi yadoi li yada or yada to yadoi. From my hands to her hands or her hands to my hands. There's something being transferred over here. And it makes no difference if it's something small, where it's easy to come to touching her, or it's something long, where I'm holding one end, she'll touch the other end. There's less of a chance of touch. Doesn't make a difference. Hayshata, passing from one to the other, is aser. The Rama adds on zrika. Zrika means throwing. For me to throw something to her, or her to throw it to me, that's aser. However, it's only if we're standing close enough to each other that if I reach out, I would touch her. If we're further enough apart that I can't reach out to touch her, then I can throw it to her. So if we're a little far apart, I can throw it to her. Then you have to come out to any aces, up in the air, down in the air. We could just pass it to each other, toss it to each other. Now, there's something called the Negiyah Yidei Dava Acham. Negiyah Yidei Dava Acham means that I'm not, I'm not touching her through something. I'm not touching her through the shirt. I'm not touching her wearing my gloves. Negiya davach means I'm touching something which is touching her. Now, I'll give many examples of this. But the halacha is, by negiya davach, is that if it's being done b'derech schoik, she's sitting on a swing and I'm swinging the swing, that's right, derech schoik. So that's not allowed. Because of the din of schoik, not because of the din of negiya. But if it's being done not derech chiba, it's not being done derech chiba, so there's no iser, but roi limnaya, if possible. If it's a shas at tzairach, so that's mutter. B'makim chayla, or b'makim d'chak, so that's mutim l'chatchila. For example, if, for whatever reason, he or she need to be in a wheelchair, need to be wheeled, so the other one can wheel it. They're touching the wheelchair, which is touching her. There's no contact through anything between each other. I'm touching the wheelchair, moving the wheelchair, which is touching her. So then it's mutim l'chatchila. What are examples that will fall into the in-between category? Perhaps if, let's say, I'm holding a cup of drink and there's a straw in it, and she's busy, she's holding a baby, she's doing something, she's thirsty, she needs a drink, and you can picture what's going on, and so I can hold the cup and she could drink from it. But if she could take the cup herself, then why do we have to come on to that? If, let's say, she's holding a bag, I could drop something into her bag. So we're taking a walk and we realize I'm going to yeshiva, she's going home, I have the keys. What do? She doesn't want you to put it down on the wall because then everyone's going to see. So you could just drop it into her bag, into her purse, whatever it may be. You could drop it in there. To go to take something out of the bag that she's holding, that already better not to, because there's a good chance that you'll end up touching her on your way out. So that better not to. But to drop it in, you could drop it in to her bag. Or throw it in, toss it in. It won't be a problem. If one's holding a pot of challah, for some reason you can't put it down, whatever the situation is, and the other one wants to scoop out of it, they can scoop out of the food out of the pot. We could come on, you can think of many other examples that fall into this. Let's say we have something which we need to carry together. We want to move the dining room table, we want to carry the carriage. Carry the carriage down the stairs. I don't want to plop the carriage down the stairs either because the carriage might break or the baby will wake up. We want to carry something together or push something together. We want to push the table away. For whatever reason, we want to move it, the closet, we want to push it together. So again, raising something together, moving it together, or pushing together. There's no hashat over here. There's nothing going from my hands to her hands or her hands to mine. There's no zrik over here. I'm not throwing anything to her. She's not throwing anything to me. So what could be the iser? So over here, the psak is that if I could do it myself, or she could do it herself, or I have someone there that can do it with me easily, so then you should do it yourself or do it with this other person who you can do it easily with. But if it's a situation where I cannot do it myself, or she can't do it herself, and I don't have someone else with me to do it, so then I can do it with her. I can do it with her. When it comes to a child, so there's a heter that if the child is actually leaning towards the other one, then I can take the child. If he's leaning towards me or towards my wife, that's a nida, so then they could take the child from the other one. While one of them is holding the child, the other one can give it a pacifier, a bottle, put on a hat on the child. Sometimes you'll have a situation where the diaper needs to be changed or to feed a medicine, and no baby likes medicine, and you need two people. So if the baby is lying on the bed, or whatever it may be lying on the bed or the changing table, and one of them is holding the baby, and the other one's giving it the medicine, or the other one's changing the diaper, that's not an issue. Again, there's no hashata, there's no zrik over here. So therefore, that could be it's also. But if, let's say, I don't have any place to put the baby down, I'm nervous to put the baby down, the baby will roll over before the other one comes. So I can put the baby down, I'm holding on to the baby by its waist, and the other one comes and holds it from the other end. I let go, even though at the same time we're both holding on to it. I let go, and then the other one picks up the baby. That's an Eitzah. If there's a need, again, if you're stuck, there's a real need, so you can put the baby on your lap, and then the other one can take it from the lap, if there's a need for it. Now,
can you put it onto the lap?
Again, if there's a need.
You can put it on the lap also.
Wait, how did she take it from the lap if I didn't put it on my lap?
No, I think no, she put it on her lap, and you took it off, so you could do the same thing, you could put it on her lap.
What's the difference between you and her? You understand what I'm saying?
No, you're putting it on her lap.
No,
that's what I said. That's what I'm asking.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
Fine, that's
not
what I'm saying.
Top her lap. Maybe she's falling down a little bit.
Yeah. What do you mean?
She's falling down. Let's have a bed.
Same thing. Not your hands. She's not touching.
It's only on a shot if you're taking her lap or putting her lap. Is a shot down?
Yeah, I don't see it as much needed then. But if it's needed, then you could do it. The Hashat is miyad liyad, from hand to hand. The Pesach Teshuvah brings down a tzad to be mekel by a lap, but only if it's needed could you be mekel lap. Yeah, it could go both ways. It could go both ways.
Fine.
Okay. Now, we'll just end off with the Isser of sleeping on the same bed, meaning when she's mutter, you both can sleep on the same bed. However, when she's usser, so then they're not supposed to sleep on the same bed. Even if they're both in clothing, they're still not supposed to sleep on the same bed. And it's, even if it's two separate beds touching each other, it's considered like one for this halacha. As long as they're apart, any amount, it's already considered like two beds and not one bed. The Acharonim bring down, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, others bring down, Shendari and others, that there should be space between the beds like 50 centimeters, like the lip from your elbow to your fingers, so that at night you don't stretch out and touch her. But this din is dafka by beds, and where there's two beds next to each other, but if you have two chairs next to each other, like on the plane or on a bus, maybe you have two chairs attached to each other, that's not an issue. That's not what we're discussing. What?
Business class seats, that mean that?
They're what?
They're beds.
Are they considered beds? It's still a chair, not a conference chair. They even first class, it's a bed. Okay, I think it's okay. I can talk because I wasn't expected to be there more than once or twice. Okay, anyways. So the Raivid brings down. Okay, next thing is that a man is not supposed to sleep or sit on his wife's bed, whether it's in front of her or not in front of her. Unless she's out of the city, she went away for a few days, or she's in the hospital, then he could. And on her, it's also for her to lay on his bed. In front of him. For her, it's only also to lay in front of him. For her, it's also to sit or lay on his bed. No, I'm sorry. For him, it's also to sit or lay on her bed. In front of her or not in front of her, and for her it's only also to lay in front of him. Now, what's called a bed? Let's say we, for whatever reason, we need to switch beds. So the bed is the bed that she sleeps on, the bed that he sleeps on. The bed that she slept on once, twice, three, this is her bed, this is his bed. But let's say we have to switch beds. So over here it's enough if we switch the mattresses. In case of need, we just switch the mattresses and that's enough. Making the beds, and this din is only by beds, not by chairs. So even if there's a chair that's miyuchid for her, we don't say the same din. I'm just going to end off with this following halacha. Making the beds, what's the din of making beds? So it's not so in the game nowadays, beds and making beds, because the issue of making beds is to prepare the bed for going to sleep. And what's included in this iser is dafka, those things that are not of tercha. The marshal, putting the sheet on the mattress, sometimes it's a tercha. You gotta lift the mattress and put on one end, flips off another end. It could be a tercha. Putting the blanket in the blanket cover could also be a tercha. Putting the pillow in the pillowcase also sometimes a tercha. So what are we talking about? Putting the pillow in its spot and putting the blanket out. But usually, You're doing it in order that the room should look neat. That's not what we're discussing over here. If you're doing it for the room to look neat, that's not what we're talking about over here. We're doing it to go to sleep. And this is dafka for her to do it in front of him or him to do it in front of her. So if they're not in the room, then it's also mutter. So again, making the beds is preparing the beds for sleep. And it's dafka if it's in front of the other one. That's the issue. But if you're doing it so the room should look neat, then there is no isser. Everyone should have a wonderful week.
Did we dafka skip the...